And we're back. This is Angela Yee, the creator of Residence of Proserpina Park. I'm so excited to share this crazy new season with you all. I can't pick favorites, but I will admit this was very fun to write. This season could not have been made without the help of Antonia R.K. Hughes, Serene Lowry, Daniel Hsu, Greg Zuccaro, Hug House Productions, Ira Young, Jessica, Kenneth Chen, Lex Cochran, Lou Sutcliffe, Lumi Oaks, Rebecca B., Sam McDonald, Thomas Sisson, and William Huang. And a huge thank you to the New York Public Library. We could not have done it this season without their help. Always support your local communities. And now, on to the show.
How much further until we get there?
You've only been walking for about 5 minutes.
I think I used up all my energy demanding a refund from that hotel.
Sorry about my family. Old habits die hard. Which reminds me, better to be in my Taniki form when we enter the park.
Why did everyone look human in town if it's so very clear that everyone's a creature?
You'll never know who'll show up. Can you imagine if a group of tourists stopped by and all they saw were creatures going to the market and eating at restaurants and whatever? Usually they'll leave once they realize there's nothing interesting. But you showed up all alone and vulnerable, and even checked into the hotel.
I'm not vulnerable. I've made it this far, haven't I?
Surprisingly. But as I was saying, I'm now a Taniki, and you are now a Kitsune. Although, us being together might get some stares. Creatures like us don't really hang out. I don't think I even know any Kitsune.
Whatever. They can deal with it. What's wrong with having friends outside your circle? Now, how will we know when we get to the park? The one in New Jersey had rules about coming at specific times.
Oh, it's more lax here. It's not like a lot of people accidentally wander in. It's more likely that someone gets taken in and brought here instead.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Don't worry. It's daytime. The chances of you dying are very slim right now.
But what about afterwards?
There's a shrine dedicated to the gods. As long as we get there by nightfall, we'll be fine.
Oh, a shrine. That makes me feel better. Like a save point. In a video game.
What's a video game?
Oh, well, now I know what we can chat about as we walk forever. You know, I don't know why I thought it looked special or anything. It really is just a park.
That's why we have our town. Not all of us enjoy sleeping on dirt, but a lot of us do have ties with nature. So it's important that the park remains the way it is.
Does it have a similar layout to the one I've been hearing about? A pond, fields, mountains, and whatnot?
Sounds like it. I think most parks have a good range of environments, but it depends on what kind of creatures decide to stay here.
Okay, so where should we start?
Well, like I said, not too many people wander in here, so creatures will clearly know about your brother's arrival. We should ask one of them.
Cool. Who's the nicest creature we can find around here?
Hard to tell. But you've got your mask, so even if they're a bit rude, they won't attack you for being human.
Would they attack me for being a kitsune?
Good point. Let's just go straight to the shrine and look around there, just to be safe.
Okay. How far is the shrine from here?
It's in the very center of the park. So about half a day's walk, at least.
Half a day? I don't think I've walked this much before. Okay, let's talk about the history of Japanese idols. You know, at first it seems very different from how traditional performances are done, but then it becomes very obvious once you compare the
you
two.
You know what? Maybe you should fill me in more about the whole situation. I only really know that you're here for your brother.
Oh, yeah. You actually haven't listened to any of the audio. Okay, so long story short, this girl Alina discovers a park just like this one in America, and then she meets a guy there named Sam. Turns out Sam helps out at the park because he loves animals and his cousin's a demigod.
Explains how he has access to the park.
Right? And Sam told Alina not to tell anyone else about it, but she told her friend Drew, and later on my other brother Junpei, and our pet dog about it. Our pet dog is named Dog, and it was really a Martian, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Sam and Alina got into this huge fight because, again, she wasn't supposed to tell people about it. And also, Sam thought Junpei was Junie, so he freaked out even more because, Oh my god, wait. I just realized, my brother might be gay?
Wait, which brother?
Junie! Sam confessed his love for Junie!
Oh, but that brother is somewhere here, right?
Yeah, so it turns out Junie and his friend Jessica...
Another person?
...created a new monster in the park to protect themselves, but it instead created a huge mess, and so their park might close, and for some reason Sam can't hear, Jessica can't see, and Junie lost his memories.
Huh.
Sorry, that was a terrible explanation, wasn't it?
Well, yes, but what you said about those three at the end, it kind of sounds like those monkeys.
What monkeys?
Oh, man. You don't know the monkeys either? Right. You don't know much about Japanese creatures to begin with. That might be an issue in the park, especially if you're pretending to be a kitsune.
Ugh, you're right. Do you think it's a dead giveaway if I speak in English? Maybe it'll be better for you to talk.
That's fine with me. What was your brother's name again? Junichi? What's he look like?
I can show you a picture. He doesn't have any distinctive features, but he wears glasses, his hair's a little curly, like mine. He's really shy around people, but he really likes talking about what book he's reading. Oh, he probably has a huge backpack or something because he's been traveling around all this time.
Okay, I think that's doable. Glasses, backpack, probably has a book. Okay, got it.
Hey, wait. Doesn't that look like a person right there?
Huh, it does. Let's go say hi. Remember, stay cautious. And, oh, and your mask.
Right. Okay, I'm ready. Yeah!
That's not what a fox sounds like. Didn't you meet one on your way here?
Yes, but I mean, she was all, like, mysterious and seductive and...
Okay, just let me do the talking.
I tried my best. Okay. It's a little too late to stop now. That person is definitely not my brother. He's also not really wearing clothes.
I don't even know if he's human. He looks like he's 2.5 meters tall.
I don't think we should do this.
You said it yourself that it's too late. Look, he totally sees us.
Hey! Hello!
Do you smell that? That is pungent. Okay, you talk then.
What? You have to come with.
You know what my brother looks like? I don't need to be here.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Go.
Stop.
Go. You do it.
すいません. Shitamonがありますか?
Oh, Japanese? Right on, man. Mind if I smoke?
Are you not a Japanese creature?
Creature? Oh, man. I'm supposed to be on a vacation, eh? Do I not look human?
You're a bit above the average height.
Hold on. I'll, sit on the ground. Sorry about that. Whew. Man, isn't nature wonderful?
So, who are you?
I'm a capre, visiting from the Philippines. The trees in Japan during this time of year are sick.
Thank you?
We're actually looking for my brother in this park. Have you seen him? Around 6 feet, glasses, human. You get what I'm saying?
Human. Wait, are you a human?
See, this is why you have to do the talking.
That's your fault.
Oh, man, I love humans. They're so small and cute, and sometimes we have staring contests. But whenever I try and get too close, they run away.
Something tells me they didn't realize it was a staring contest.
So I guess that means you haven't seen another human here.
Nope, sorry. I actually just got here recently myself. But I'd love to know more about you, huh?
Oh, well, okay. My name is Mirai, and this is Daichi.
Hey.
I'm visiting Japan right now myself, but you know, we should get going.
Huh? No, wait, that's it? You guys don't want to hang out?
We're a little busy.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not. Say, do you guys know what capre is?
I guess we're being rude. You said you're from the Philippines, right?
Yep. But, ito ha, rumor has it our name is derived from Arabic, meaning non-believer, hmm?
How did an Arabic name get to the Philippines?
Pretty awkward history, to be honest. You know how Spain is pretty close to Northern Africa, right? Well, they picked up some Arabic because of that and coined the term to mean someone with darker skin. The name popularized again when the Spanish and Portuguese colonizers conquered the Philippines and used the country as a route for the slave trades.
I learned none of this in school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a ton of negative stereotypes associated with me because of that. You know, I never understood humans and their hatred of melanin talaga.
So how did a name that referred to darker-skinned people become a mythological creature?
Well, we've always been in the Philippines. We just didn't have a name until all of a sudden it was an issue that a huge dark figure was hanging around. Weird, no?
I think you need to study up on what reading the room means.
Well, I've never been indoors before, so I'm not too familiar with rooms.
I have no words.
No, yeah, trees are my homies. They're just the best place to chill and smoke, you know?
So, I think it's pretty obvious, but looks can be deceiving sometimes. What kind of creature are you?
Labels are pretty weird, yeah? I'm pretty much just someone who sits by trees. I don't know if there's a name for that.
Some kind of tree spirit then, perhaps? Do you have any stories about your kind?
Oh, you know, we're pretty chill creatures. Sometimes we play around with travelers lost in the woods, but, you know, nothing mean. You know, just funny to see people freak out.
That's not really all that nice.
No. It's even funnier the darker it gets, you know? Then they really start panicking. All you gotta do is rustle some leaves and make some noises like, woo, 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 and then they start running! Oh, man. Never gets old.
So it seems that you're also a bit of a trickster type yourself, huh?
What? No. It's not a trick. It's all a joke. For fun, you know? Say, we should play a joke as well.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, thanks for telling us your story, but we really need to be going now.
Huh, what? Aw, but I was hoping maybe we could travel together, you know?
But we don't know you.
I just told you what I am.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we know you.
How could you say that? I thought we were friends. I came all the way to Japan and talked to you guys, and this is how you treat me, huh?
Whoa, why are you getting upset? It's not like we forced you to come here, and it takes time to be friends with someone.
And that's why I kept offering to hang out, but you won't listen.
The smoke must be coming from the copper cigar. We told you, we're looking for someone. We can hang out again when we find him.
No! I want to hang out now!
Daichi! Where are you?
I haven't moved. I'm right here.
Where? I don't see you at all!
Are you walking? Don't! I'll come to you.
Wait! You sound too far away now!
If you won't be friends with me, then you two can't be friends either.
Please, Copper, it was a misunderstanding. We can be friends.
Yeah, you know, Daichi's a tanuki. Wouldn't it be cool to learn about that? He's also a trickster type.
I am not a trickster type. I am a good creature, Nae. But now you've made me mad. You know what? You don't deserve to have me as a friend. I could have probably helped you find your brother, but no. Good luck surviving the rest of your trip, for this is what you get for angering a capri.
What? Wait! What do we do now?
Mirai, it's too late. Just get out of the smoke as soon as you can. Let's rendezvous at the shrine. You know where it is.
Do I?
Yes.
Remember, it's at the center of the park, on a hill. You can't miss it. And remember, you must get there by nightfall. It'll be the only way to stay safe.
Okay.
Be a fox, Mirai. I know you can. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Mirai, be a fox. Be like a fox. Be brave and cunning and all alone like a fox.
Thanks thanks for making it to the end of this episode. Stay tuned for our after credit scene. And don't forget to like and follow and subscribe and all that jazz if you like our show. Thank you for listening. Residents of Proserpina Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yee, directed by Angela Yee, featuring in order the voices of Vida Shi, Zareth, Pao Banganinbin, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Christine, Sam McDonald, Angela Yee, Maddie Shallon, Skylar Giordano, Ben Palizzi, Ashley Dawson, Sarah Mancera Menendez, and Maddie. Dialogue edited by Angela Yee. Sound design by Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yee. Script edited by Sarah Mancera Menendez. Original music by Hua Pham. Season 4 cover art by Molly James. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residentsofproserpinapark.com. Come visit again soon.
Okay, I think I'd officially say I'm lost.
You there?
What?
Yes, human child. I knew it. It is you. Oh, what are you doing here?
You know me?
Of course I know you. You very nearly tortured me in every time you would visit. I moved all this way only to see you here. Probably back to cause chaos in another park. Oh!
But I just got here, and... Wait, are you a kappa? Can I see your dish?
Oh, this is exactly what I mean. Oh, I see your insistent harassment is still a problem. I'm warning you. Do not cause trouble again, Junichi. We all barely survived the last time. Oh! Oh!
Oh! Wait! What does that mean?